The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Agile Brand.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Agile Brand, where we discuss marketing technology and customer experience trends, insights, and ideas with enterprise and technology platform leaders. We focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make brands successful, scalable, customer-focused, and sustainable. This is what makes an Agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advising Fortune 1000 brands on MarTech, marketing operations, and CX, best-selling author and speaker. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that my latest book, Priority is Action, 7 Principles for Better Strategies, Decisions, and Outcomes, is now available. In it, I give ideas and insights for leaders and teams that need to make meaningful progress on their priorities. After all, our priorities are what we do, not what we say we'd like to do. You can find Priority is Action on Amazon or learn more on my website, gregkilstrom.com. Now let's get on to the show. Recent consumer research by Cinch Message Media showed that 32% of customers expect an immediate response when they contact your business, and many brands are simply not equipped to handle that at scale. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of speed of communication when optimizing the customer experience. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Doug Rubing, head of Cinch Message Media North America. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. Why don't we get started with you giving a little background on yourself as well as what Cinch Message Media does.
You bet. So, yep, Doug Rubing here. I head up the US and UK businesses at Cinch Message Media. So I'm basically leading the US and UK business, driving growth, increasing profitability. Cinch Message Media is a global messaging provider. We help businesses of all sizes cut through the noise. So we provide an easy to use messaging platform with SMS, social channels, and over 85 integrations that allow our customers to meet their customers wherever they are on their channel of choice. We're part of larger Cinch. You know, Cinch overall is a global leader in CPaaS. We're, if you're a follower of Gartner Magic Quadrant, we're in the upper right corner of Gartner CPaaS Magic Quadrant. And, you know, really there, I think that's actually understates what we provide. We really can power all our customers' communications, be it SMS, rich messaging, voice, email, and video. So I know I went long there, Greg, but that's a bit of background about me and Cinch overall.
No, that's great. I think that gives us context here to talk through this. So yeah, let's start with this topic of speed of communication and response to customers. Certainly important, as we noted at the top of the show. So how important is this exactly in delivering a great customer experience, that speed, and why? And you know, what specific impact can speed of delivery have on customer satisfaction, loyalty, retention, all of that stuff?
Yeah, it's interesting, Greg, and it's changing. You know, our research showed that, you know, 32% of customers expect an immediate response when they contact a business. And really the way you respond to a customer, it's really critical in how you build trust. So, you know, this process of relationship building by being responsive is critical to how you stand out in the marketplace. So, you know, the challenge there is it's really kind of a question of time and resources. So you can't create more hours of the day for your team. So, you know, how do you improve that response time, but not burning out your team or yourself in the process? So, you know, when we talk to consumers about which channel best gets their attention right now, now, this is for the U.S., I would say, you know, 50% chose SMS
In other parts of the world, you'll see, you know, other channels, but here in the U.S. certainly, or North America, I should say, SMS is the channel of choice. And that's actually great news for businesses here. And that's because it just lets you provide a quick kind of customer delighting responsiveness without having to clone yourself or hire a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then we saw that, you know, kind of finishing out here, consumers are just faster. There's faster responses on SMS. So we, yeah. You know, when we did the research, we found nearly 80% of consumers replied on SMS within first 10 minutes. So if you need to, you know, get a response to resolve, say, a customer issue, you get it faster through SMS.
Yeah. And so, you know, you briefly touched on, you know, some of the pain points or challenges that businesses face. I mean, obviously, you know, it's pretty clear that when you're able to respond quickly and, you know, to your point, customers are responsive to that. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that businesses know that they need to be quick to respond and have methods to do that. But there's obviously something getting in the way. So, you know, could you maybe discuss what are some of the common pain points or challenges that businesses face when they're trying to communicate quickly with their customers? And, you know, how can these be addressed?
Sure. You know, it's all about kind of having genuine conversations. I think people expect businesses to interact with them as humans and in real time and on the channels where they already are. So, for example, if you have smaller teams that are running customer service, you can get overloaded. It can be difficult to quickly respond to each message and provide that individualized, you know, kind of personal attention to each consumer. So what we've seen, you know, on that issue in particular is that, you know, functionality like automation, you know, as you utilize a customer engagement platform, yeah, that automation can help you do even more. So it can help you leverage out that customer service team, for example. You know, and that includes integrating SMS into that customer relation management tech stack and make it easy for that team to schedule and automate those communications as SMS as part of both customer service or for example, through sales and marketing workflows. So that's really important. The other thing I would say, you know, it's a team. You're typically, it's not just one person. You don't want to have these communications, all that valuable customer information in individual silos. So having that in a platform, in a single repository, allows you to keep all those customer conversations, all that customer data in one place, which is really important.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody listening out there, got a lot of marketing and CX professionals listening to the show. You know, they're certainly aware that we are in, you know, multi-channel, omni-channel, whatever you want to call it, an environment in most cases when addressing the customer experience. You know, most brands are operating at least at the multi-channel level. So, you know, it's increasingly important to have capabilities to use multiple communication channels to reach customers where they are. Can you talk about, you know, why is this multi-channel communication so important? And, you know, how can businesses determine, you know, which are the right channels to use for which types of communications?
You bet. I mean, it's all about the customer. You know, you wrote about this in your book, House of the Customer. I think it's, you know, really, really important that you provide choice. I think choice leads to ease in the customer. So you don't make the choice for the customer. You allow them to choose, you know, how they want to communicate with you. I think also you need to look and see, you know, what channel are your customers, what channel are individual customers using, and curate a communication strategy for that. So that's the first part, is just really identifying which channels your customers want to use. The second part is really just creating, you know, this omni-channel marketing strategy. So instead of going from one communication system to another, you know, going from SMS to some other social platform to a messaging app, you know, you want to have that in a single location. You want to kind of pivot off of a single point, so to speak. you get that single pane of glass, so you have all those customer communications in front of your team. The second part about it is about that whole strategy is really just having a way to future-proof your business. So you want to be able to communicate across all the channels that are out there right now, but also you have to be always thinking. You know, if you think about where we were 5 years ago, there's a number of channels that weren't as prominent now that now are. And you think about, for example, here in the US, we use SMS. One of the things we're seeing is WhatsApp is rising.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you go and you start devising or planning out your strategy, you want to be able to, I guess, have the assurance that, you know, those future channels as they arise, as the next big thing comes on, that you have a provider that can provide that as they come about.
Yeah, definitely. And so, you know, you mentioned SMS. Certainly there's other channels that are growing quickly as well. But, you know, SMS is certainly, you know, one of the faster growing communication channels, particularly for customer service and support. Why do you think that's so? You know, what benefits does SMS offer over some of the other channels, such as email, phone calls, other things like that? And how can businesses that maybe aren't doing so just yet, you know, how can they leverage this channel to improve their customer experience?
You bet. I mean, first off, and I think you have, I would imagine, you know, your audience is going to be all over this, but you know, the basics is just really understanding the customer journey. Okay. Yeah. Goes without saying almost, but I have to say that. But then, you know, you mentioned voice and email. I just look at it. I could give you all sorts of data, but I look at it from a personal point of view. I don't personally pick up my phone unless you're in my directory.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not used anymore. And when I think about, you know, other businesses in my own personal life that are communicating with me, generally I may go into my email to find something, but it's more of a, I wouldn't expect a business to communicate with me effectively through email for, say, a marketing thing or something like that. It just doesn't grab my attention. So anyway, those are the sorts of things that SMS really, I guess, excels in. It's in general, if you do it right, it's convenient. It's unobtrusive. Okay. A phone call, I think, certainly can be pretty annoying if you get to the wrong time.
Agreed.
and it's also just, it's this, that, and this is not just SMS, but also the other kind of OTT channels. They're asynchronous. So that lends itself again, back to that convenience aspect.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think the asynchronous thing is something that, you know, I think some of it is just behavioral, like preference with certain, I think with younger demographics are certainly more open to that, or were more open to that more quickly. I think everyone now is kind of shifting in that direction as well. And I mean, I know, as you kind of hinted, I will do anything to not have to use the phone unless I'm calling my mom or something like that.
Right.
But you know, it's I really don't pick up calls. And I, you know, sure, that's anecdotal, but I know that I'm not alone. You know, at least there's two of us in this interview that feel that way. So
indeed, it's the inner circle sort of thing, right, Greg?
Right, so, right. To all the events, marketing, and technology professionals out there, discover how to unlock the full potential of your events and how to use powerful data to unify events and marketing. RainFocus Insight will take place January 30 through February 1, 2024 in Salt Lake City. Insight is a must-attend event that provides a unique opportunity to learn from industry thought leaders and network with your peers. Experience inspiring keynotes, role-specific breakout sessions, and hands-on workshops, all dedicated to showing the latest best practices and technologies to amplify the impact of your events. Register today at rainfocusinsight.com and use the code AGILEBRAND, that's one word, Agile Brand, for $100 off your registration fee. Can't attend in person? Register for the free virtual experience. Visit RainFocus Insight to learn more. Before we get back to the show, I just wanted to remind you to hit the follow or subscribe button on your app to make sure you get notified when new episodes of this show are available. Now let's get back to the show. you know, one other thing I wanted to talk about, I mean, certainly, you know, there's a few topics that come up all the time on this show. And, you know, we talk a lot about customer experience. Another topic that comes up a lot is AI. And, you know, there's a lot of things in the MarTech and technology world that are, have a lot of hype. You know, kind of the hype ratio is pretty high, but, you know, I've seen both, you know, hands-on as well as with lots of stats and case studies out there that, you know, AI is not only making a lot of headlines, but it's actually being used. And in many cases, you know, there, some of it is still hype, but in many cases it's doing some meaningful things. How do you see artificial intelligence and, you know, its potential to speed communications and responses to customers, really, you know, what we've been talking about in some of these other areas?
You bet. I mean, besides the, you know, some of the more obvious things, using AI to help you craft those messages that go out to your customers, I think, you know, you can use AI. We've seen some really neat things in terms of using AI to re-engage customers. Also, I think too, you think about on the customer service side, pointing an AI at your particular body of knowledge, and then having that AI help you conversationally respond to customers' inquiries to help answer frequently asked questions. Those are some of the things that, you know, we've seen things where, you know, AI to help craft the journey itself, or to kind of look at the different ways of responding and the process flows there. All those things, I think, are going to be quite useful. I think there is a lot of hype, but I also think that it will fundamentally change much of what we do.
Yeah, agreed. So, you know, we've talked about the need for, you know, higher speed response rates and how customers respond well to that across multiple channels. How do we know if we're giving the right responses, and, you know, how do we measure success here? You know, in other words, like, speed is a measurement, and certainly we can measure that, but, you know, how do we know that we're sending the right message quickly versus just a message quickly? So, you know, what metrics, KPIs, you know, should we be thinking about when it comes to really measuring success here?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of data that you could point to. I say the way I think about this in, you know, specifically what we're talking about here with SMS, for example, it's the way you measure these sorts of things. I would look at it somewhat similar to email. You know, you look at the metrics and best practices and customer service best practices. And I'd start first off with the basics. You know, you have delivery rates, bounce rates, opt-out rates, response rates, error rates. Then depending on whether you're in a marketing or customer service, you know, marketing, I'd look at click-through rates, conversion rates, cost per conversion, average order values, other things like that. On the customer service side, you look at, you know, customers' feedback, percentages, time to respond, you know, what's your customer stat sort of metrics, other things like that. And those are the sorts of things that I would certainly measure and put into your reviews and everything else that you do, just to see how things are humming along.
Yeah. That makes sense. Last topic I wanted to kind of touch on here is, you know, looking down the road a few steps. I mean, we certainly talked about, you know, certainly current state as well as maybe a few steps ahead, but let's talk a little bit about some future trends here. And, you know, I recently saw a blog post on the Cinch Message Media site saying that communication is a two-way street. And I certainly believe this to be more and more the case over time. Customers are looking for that interaction. I think, you know, maybe that's some of the reason why text messaging is also, you know, SMS is popular and things like that. How can businesses ensure that they're not only communicating quickly and effectively with their customers, but also listening and, you know, trying to really understanding their needs and concerns in real time? What tools, strategies, you know, all of the above can be used to facilitate this kind of bi-directional communication?
You bet. It's, you know, it's all about creating that personal connection. And, you know, it's, I think there's a thing here around just And I say this to, I've got two boys. I say this to them. It's not just about transmitting. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to ask questions, and that creates a far richer conversation, whether it's in your own personal lives or in a business setting. So, you know, asking questions of your customers shows that you value their opinion, and that can then deepen that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is, you know, it's, there's a metric we can associate with that, of course, I'm sure, but I think that that idea of by providing interfaces which people can truly ask questions as opposed to just clicking buttons, I do think there's a psychological component to that of, you know, understanding. Obviously, the brand needs to listen and do something, you know, the customer needs to feel like there was actually a reaction to their query or whatever. But I think even the interface itself has some positives.
Indeed. And it shows, I think there's we could go for a long time on this, Greg. It shows a confidence from the business itself, which I think people like, hey, we are here. We're going to answer your question. And I think consumers then go, hey, this is a trusted, I trust this business. I want to continue to engage with that. You know, we have research on this. 82% of customers, they feel more confident about a brand when they can have that interaction, when they can message the business, when they can have confidence that business is going to respond and provide them with useful information and engage them.
No, that's that's probably, we could talk about this for a whole show. Maybe I'll have you back to do that as well. I definitely think there's something in there to explore a bit deeper. But you know, last question here, really. You know, looking ahead, we talked a little bit about AI and things, and certainly that's, I would imagine that's in the some things in the future as well. But you know, looking ahead, what trends, developments, you know, do you see shaping the future of customer communication and experience? Maybe particularly focusing on use of SMS and other emerging technologies. Maybe how can businesses prepare for these changes and stay ahead?
You bet. You know, we talked a bit about AI. I think it definitely. Businesses should be thinking about how they bring in artificial intelligence, NLP, all that technology into their tech stack in a safe and useful way. And you know, we talked about customer engagement, customer service, all those sorts of use cases. I think those are the sorts of things that you're going to see a real transformation there. The other part that we're seeing is just, I think customers that are looking to engage their customers are just, and this is probably writ large across all of the, you know, all large organizations that are looking to engage their customers, looking at these sorts of communication technologies, they don't want to have another platform. Okay. So they're looking, okay, we have very sophisticated tools, be it marketing automation or e-commerce or CRM or ERP. We don't want to add another customer engagement platform necessarily.
Yeah.
We want to integrate those communication channels within our own tech stack. And so that's another trend that we're seeing where it's like, hey, I don't need to buy another large platform, put out that outlay. I want to just fit it into that. So that's something that I think we see a lot of positive feedback from our own things that we provide.
Yeah.
That I think is a trend that you will continue to see.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely agree. Most businesses do not need another, if any businesses, but they do not need another monolithic platform to add to their 1, 2, 3, or 10 platforms that already exist. So absolutely.
Indeed.
Well, Doug, thanks so much for joining. One last thing before we go, you've given a lot of great advice, insights already, but you know, what's one next best action you'd recommend for those listening that want to do something about speeding up their response time to customers?
Sure, it's some of the themes that we've touched on before, some of the themes that I feel like you've touched on many times in your podcast, but it's all about being customer centric, you know, putting your customers at the center of your marketing strategy, your customer service strategy. Take a look at what they're asking for, you know, looking at data that you have, you can really, you know, make those informed decisions about how to accurately reach them where they are. And, you know, shameless plug here, adopting tools like Cinch Message Media can, you know, also allow you to help create a central hub for all those messaging, all that messaging activity. It can improve support, improve your sales and marketing outcomes, and also future-proof your customer engagement strategy going out, like I said, into the future.
Yeah, that's great. Well, again, I'd like to thank Doug Rubing, head of Cinch Message Media North America, for joining the show. You can learn more about Doug and Message Media by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to The Agile Brand, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkihlstrom.com. That's GregKihlstrom.com. While you're there, check out my series of best-selling Agile Brand Guides, covering a wide variety of marketing technology topics, or you can search for Greg Kihlstrom on Amazon. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
The Agile Brand.